Oh, okay. She's a little bit across the room. We'll move her a little closer. Thanks, Emil. We'll move on to approval agenda. Is there any additions this evening?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I just did want to point out that Paul with Eats is on the line. So if we want to sneak him in at some point, I think he'd like to give us everybody an update of, you know, how things are going and
okay.
What changes may or may not be coming down the line.
Okay. If it's okay, I'd like to add him right after the approval agenda. Okay. Very good. Thank you. With that, we'll move on to the approval agenda. I'm assuming there's no additions. I'd entertain a motion as printed.
Hello.
I make a motion as presented with the addition of shield.
Okay. Thank you, Emil. We're going to use a second. We have a motion by Shirley, a second by Emil, if that's okay.
No problem.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion carries. With that, Paul, are you still with us?
Yes, Mayor. Yes, I am, sir.
Very good. Thanks, Paul. With that, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, and we'll move from there.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate the council letting me speak. I feel honored for being here tonight. Just to give a quick update on EAT and where we stand right now. Of course, we're still very focused on testing. We have community screening days in Sandpoint. Normally, it's Tuesdays and Fridays. We have increased that as needed when there has been spikes or surges in people wanting to be tested, in community concerns. When the city has reached out to us, we're here to step in when we need to be there. And I know we've had great help with our community partners. The city, the mayor, has been phenomenal. Jordan has been great to work with. He's here in Anchorage with me most of the time. I know he's down with you right now. It's been a really good relationship, and I think that's what's kept the community safe, is the strong, powerful relationships we've had with each other. So I'd like to say thank you to Mayor Gardner and his staff. We have had, you know, a couple positives in the region. We had them in King Cove. We had them in Cold Bay. And what that is a reminder of is it's still here, and it's trying to creep in. We've been very fortunate that none of our residents have had any positives. It's been fish processing, it's been airlines, and that's been it. I've seen, when we hit those positives, we see an uptick in people wanting to be tested, and we are there for them. We get that done. And I'll tell you, I see a lot of responsibility on the fishermen, on community members that come in, on contractors that are coming into Sandpoint. People are calling the clinic ahead of time and saying, hey, we're coming into Sandpoint. We know they have a travel policy. Can we get tested right away? And we stand up and say, yes, we want to make sure Sandpoint is protected. But we also need to remember that we still have our primary care running in there. So anytime someone from Sandpoint needs primary care, please reach out to the clinic. Some of the visits might be telephonic, some might be by video, but we still have that availability. And I don't want anybody in the community to feel like they're not being served. It's been a whirlwind of up and downs. But again, I really have to think that the level-headedness of leadership in communities has really helped this and helped the community stay safe. And that's my nutshell summary of where we are. And I just want to say once again, thank you for inviting me tonight. And I'll take questions. But really, I want to thank the mayor for his support and the working relationship we have with him and his staff in keeping Sandpoint safe.
Very good. Thanks, Paul. Are there any questions for Paul?
Yes, I have a question for Paul. Anyone here?
Go ahead, Emil.
Yes. So is it just under a certain schedule that we can get these COVID tests, or is it just a couple days a week? Or I know that they're limited and we don't want to, you know, run out of them, but I just wanted to see if there's a certain date and stuff. I mean, like in Sandpoint or King Cove, that we are doing these tests to make sure that we could kind of coordinate with, of course, like our flights coming in into Cold Bay Wednesdays and Saturdays, and as the city of Sandpoint has for 5 days and be able to do a test. I didn't know if there were certain days that you could get tested or you could do it at any time.
I'd answer yes to both of those. There are certain days where we do asymptomatic testing. So if you just need to be tested, you've flown into the area, you have no symptoms and you want to get tested, we usually recommend that you wait to one of our community screening days, Tuesdays and Fridays, and there's a certain time. I don't have that in front of me. I apologize, sir, but I can get that out there. Call the clinic. They have the times posted. If you are symptomatic and say, hey, I have a fever, I have a cough, I've lost a sense of smell, we will get you in as quickly as possible, whether that's that morning, that afternoon, or the first thing in the morning. So there's essentially two ways to get tested, if you're symptomatic or asymptomatic. The reason we're doing the asymptomatic on certain days, we call them the community screening events, is just to save the use of PPE, because we have to, our providers have to suit up in the personal protective equipment every time they do these tests. So when we do the bulk community testing, it preserves that PPE. But I will tell you, we will use that PPE when we have somebody that's symptomatic or somebody that's in a higher risk category, an elder. But I do ask that everybody check with their local clinics on the exact times. We have varied in our schedule between clinics. Sandpoint has been phenomenal in their turnout. When we had our first community screening event, they sent me pictures of it. There was a line of cars, people getting tested. That's not always the same in every community. Sometimes we get trickle-ins in the other communities. So that's why, in King Cove, it might be a different schedule than Sandpoint, might be different than False Pass, might be different than Cold Bay. But with that increase in flights that are coming through, I heard Eider's coming back into play, and at least in King Cove, we will step up our community testing if needed. And then if we get enough people calling and say, hey, I'm flying in on Tuesdays, and I want to be tested so I can follow the travel policy that Sandpoint has enacted, we'll go ahead and open up a new day for another additional community testing hour, I'll say.
Okay, thank you so much. That answers all right. Questions. I really appreciate that so much. Thank you for all that you've done there.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Emil, and thanks, Paul. With that, are there any other questions for Paul? Not hearing any, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. We have one item this evening. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of June 9th, 2020. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at those? If so, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Amo. We have a second by Marita. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita? Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we're going to move on to reports this evening. So we're going to start out with our finance officer. And Krista, are you on board?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I will turn the floor over to you.
Sales tax revenue for May was $47,729.27. Raw fish tax was $8,261.04. It's been pretty slow in the office. Does anybody have any questions?
Questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you, Krista. There are everything in here for other numbers that you would need. If there anything that we can help you with, give a jingle to myself or Krista or Jordan, and we'll do our best to get back to you. With that, we're going to move on to our administrator's report, and I'll turn the floor over to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now a lot to add to my report. Most of the things I've been working on are covered later on in the agenda. I would follow up with these on the issue of Raven. So There was a two-day bankruptcy sale held. Yesterday, they sold the smaller planes. One of the winning bidders yesterday was Grant Aviation, where Grant takes the smaller planes and puts them to be determined. You need pilots for your planes, so just because they buy the planes doesn't mean they have the pilots to fly them. So they may end up moving some towards Cold Bay. That's a possibility. But the big development today was that Raven actually canceled the sale. So there were four bidders. They started the bidding at, I think, $19 million. So that's both the certificate for the airline, which you need to operate, as well as the, I believe it was 9-8s. There's four bidders, a company from California, a East Coast Capital firm, somebody else, and then an undisclosed Alaska bidding group that's represented by a lawyer. Mm-hmm. So who that mystery group was, wasn't reported, but I think we all kind of have a guess as to who was heading it up. So unfortunately, there was no sale made today, so that pushes back regularly scheduled service to the area. It's unfortunate, but the bankruptcy process still has to play out, and the sale that was made Tuesday has to be approved tomorrow, so there may be some additional facts coming to light during that time. That's all I really have to add to my report. Like I said, we'll cover most things moving forward. In the agenda, or later on the agenda, I should say.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jordan. Questions? Not hearing any. We will move on the reports. On number three is our Department of Public Safety. And I will turn the floor over to Brent.
Thank you, sir. So I'll just go over the quick note that I wrote. So currently I have been appointed the interim chief, so I'm the acting chief at this point. As most already know, Hal Henning has resigned.
Can you stand up closer to the mic?
I can't try. Where is the mic?
We're moving him on up, Emil.
Right, that thing there.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. As most of you already know, Hal Henning resigned as the chief of police, and Officer Mark Chandler also resigned. They both took positions in Sitka. Sitka is going to try the two-week on, two-week off rotation, and those two will work opposite. So it's something that Sitka was willing to try. And as I said, I've been appointed as interim chief from sergeant to interim chief until the city decides the long-term fulfillment of that position. So let's see here. There were no negative reasons expressed to me why the two officers left. As a matter of fact, they thoroughly enjoyed their time here. It was just a life chapter that they chose to take on. Also, Investigator Thomas Sleese, who we have working with the task force in Anchorage, he accepted a position with the Montana Department of Justice Task Force out of Butte, and that was also a life decision of his. For him, great advancement and great life opportunities. So so his last day will be July 23rd of this year. And that leaves, that grant position is open, and it's on a year-to-year basis right now for funding. So I'll work with the city manager, and we'll work at posting that and see if we can find somebody that's willing to take that on. We're also actively filling our two open slots, taking applications and processing that paperwork. So we should have some bodies on board sooner than later, and I think we're moving in some really good directions there. So with the city's mayor, city, and city manager's authorization, we've extended a conditional offer to one person who should be starting in 1 week from today. So a very vetted individual with over 40 years experience. So we're pretty excited to get him on board. And so that's about it.
Very good. Thanks, Brent. Questions? Not hearing any. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Do you need me for anything?
No. You're fine to go if you want.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks. With that, we'll move on to number four, our Public Works Director. We covered some of that before. Things are moving straight along with with Public Works, busy as usual, and we'll be looking to keep that thing rolling as we come. We have someone out on medical right now, and we will be posting for Dave's position. So we'll be moving forward with Public Works. Any questions to that point? Not hearing any. We're going to move on to the Harbor Master. And I do believe we don't have a report this evening. Is Douglas with us this evening? I'm not hearing any. We are moving right along down there. We have...
Yes, I am done now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Douglas. Go ahead.
Yeah, Shannon probably have to print it out and give it to you guys. I don't feel like reading it, okay?
Oh, no problem. That's all right. We do have... It's on front of us here, so I appreciate being here, Douglas. We're moving right along down there. It's been really busy. We've been working on the travel lift, and we'll be working forward on that. So I appreciate you making time to come, Douglas, this evening. Any questions? Not hearing any. We're going to move right along. Nothing under hearings, ordinance, or resolutions this evening. One thing under old business is our COVID-19 update, and I'm going to turn the floor over to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Four things to focus on quickly. You know, as discussed earlier today, we will get the names and contact information of people who get off the ferry when it makes its arrival here on the 16th. The state has indicated they will not share information with us on that front, so you know we take initiative on that. Also, I recommend the city take no additional action when it comes to restrictions on local businesses, as well as any other health mandates. Things are working. We've left the choice to individual businesses, and it seems to be working out pretty well. So that's a good thing. The Salmon Derby. So I know we spoke about that today. So that's something just we can put off till the next meeting and see where we stand as a community at that time. So that's all I have to add on this front.
Okay, very good, Jordan. Thank you. Questions for Jordan on the update?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Emil.
Sorry. Now, with this mandate of ours with 5 days and testing, are we letting them off of the ferry to come into town, or are they still staying on the ferry to their final destination, unless Sandpoint is their final destination?
It's only if Sandpoint's your final destination. In the FYI section of the packet, they indicate the state policy is that unless your final destination is Sandpoint, you cannot disembark.
Right.
So the state is taking over that portion of crowd control.
Yeah, they're not allowed to leave, Emil.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you bet. Thanks, Emil. Any other further questions for Jordan? Not
yeah,
here?
I do, Clark.
Go ahead, Douglas.
And I know in the past, you know, my crew has always drove vehicles up the ferry if the owner wasn't there or whoever it was. I would like that, city to help and say that I don't want my guys going aboard the ferry and drive someone else's vehicle off, and I do believe that's the ferry system's policy.
Okay, I'm not sure on that, but that I don't see that would be an issue, Douglas.
Yeah, you know, it's looking out for safety.
Yeah, totally understand. So
I don't think you can go aboard if they're.
I don't think they're going to let you go aboard to get it anyway. So I think that would. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it's. Fine.
Yeah. Okay. That was a concern.
Yeah. Well, definitely is. Thank you, Douglas.
I'll follow up with that.
Yeah, and Jordan will follow up on that one to make sure. Okay. With that, we're going to move on to new business. It's our CARES Act funding distribution. And we did have a lengthy discussion this afternoon on this topic, so I'm going to turn the floor back over to Jordan.
Again, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So we're looking at things have changed since this memo was written June 30th. Things always change. So right now, there's four areas of funding. The first is city expenses. We can backfill salaries and expenses. For public safety, myself, the harbor, we can also use some of the funds to give extra pay to the EMS and fire people who've been on the front line recently. So we have money there for that. And we budgeted roughly for about $460,000 for city expenses, payroll, staff isolation time, extra meetings, flight costs, random stuff. So that's that. Second targeted area is the small business grants. As you can see in the packet, there's a preliminary rough draft for small businesses that you need to fill out. Some of the questions are going to change a little bit, some of the dates on it. But generally, so the point of this is to assist local businesses that have been impacted by the pandemic. The third targeted area is commercial fishermen. As mentioned earlier, we have 99 permits with the Sandpoint zip code in the commercial fisher, the CFEC database. I looked through that again after the workshop, and we have 87 people with salmon permits. 87 total. Some of them have more than two. I think 12 people have at least two permits. So if you look at it on an even basis, that worked out to $6,900 roughly per permit on a $600,000 basis. So what we'll do is ask local fishermen to fill out the Fisherman's Relief Recovery Grant application. Again, some of the questions are going to change a little bit, as well as the dates. Thirdly, we have the nonprofit application. It's a somewhat smaller sum of money, but again, it's because the city has lost money for the Boys and Girls Clubs, Close Up, Senior Trip. Other community nonprofits have not been able to fundraise. So with a straight face, we can assist them. It's no issues with that. Lastly, as was brought up by some people in the community, was vouchers for water and sewer. We have roughly 151 residential water and sewer and solid waste accounts. So that generates roughly $14,000 per month. So if you do that for 4 months, that takes you up to about $48,000. So what we would do is, in the next utility billing cycle, we would send a form to everybody who's a residential account. That would be forms attest that they would attest they have had a negative impact from the pandemic, and the city would cover their utility bills for up to 4 months. The 4 months being key because all funds associated with the CARES Act have to be spent by December 31st. So we couldn't, as a city, do that any longer with these funds. So again, we'll send the utility notice out, and then I will get to making some minor changes on the draft copies of the applications for the three targeted areas, and I'll work with finance to submit our first reimbursement request next week.
Very good. Thank you, Jordan. Quick question. I know we chatted about this at length, but one of my questions is, again, as we conduct Rippies and Bingo, which is one of our big things that we give back to our community. Now, is that, say, the school, again, you mentioned Boys and Girls Club. Now, how does that work with the city asking for those funds? Where does that fit into the situation?
So, any nonprofit would have to fill out the request, and we would review it as a council. So most nonprofits have to file what's called a Form 990. It's like your end-of-year tax thing. But not all of them do that, so we can take a sworn statement. So I don't think the Boys and Girls Club has a big year-end paperwork thing.
Right.
Whereas the radio station does. But same with Up Close. So they just have to make the request.
So, can we as a city, though, do that then? And how would that fit into our thing? So we can do that as a city to fill in for what we give away yearly in our...
That's sick.
Donation section.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure they were covered there, and that we make sure we cover all those folks that we talked about this afternoon. Okay.
Well, what about Close Up? They didn't get to go last year, and they raised all that money.
Well, that money is still available to this day.
Right? Yeah. But this is CARES Act money. It's not,
this is different.
Nothing to do with our budget or anything. This is just money from CARES Act.
So, with that, and thanks, Jordan, for the clarification to make sure that we cover
the... Go ahead, Cheryl. Question on the fishermen. So, the boat owner is the business, right? So, if they get money, will they... It's up to them if they want to share it with their crew?
Yes.
Yes, and the other part of... I don't know if you're following what's going on with the government right now. There's the CARE Act. The, what is it?
CARES Act.
CARES
Act. Payment...
PPP?
Payment Plan Protection Program.
Program. And that's for the crew. You know, I hope everyone understands. It's been extended till August 8th or 4th.
4th or 8th.
I think you want to say the 8th, and that will... That's for the crew. Yes. And I know we've been walking through it. It's quite the interesting situation. But that's been extended to the 8th, and I would hope and push for everybody that doesn't know about it to fill that out and give it their everything. Cause
is there a website where you can access?
Call your financial your bank.
Your bank.
The bank.
The main banks that are dealing with it, from what I understand right now, are Alaska USA, First National, Denali Credit. And I heard Wells Fargo has, like, said they had enough. I may be wrong.
Or Bank of America.
Oh, okay. So there's...
Bank of America and Wells Fargo.
Oh, or just... Oh. What is with that?
I just think your cap...
On the limit amount that they can do.
Each bank can give.
Okay. And they may have reached that.
And I think those guys, because they're national banks, have capped that.
Okay, so that's why that happened. So your three main choices are Alaska USA, First National, and Denali Credit. So
any Alaska bank should be able to help you.
And just call them, and they're very helpful.
They direct you right to them.
And you can fill out the paperwork with them, and it's a lot of hoopla.
That's for the crew members.
Yes. Well, it's for the boat.
The boat owner, owner applies for payroll.
Boat owner.
He applies for payroll protection from the CARES Act. You put your numbers in, tells you how much you get. It's a loan. It's possibly going to be for
a grant.
A grant, but it's a loan up front. Then you need to pay your crew and yourself and whatever else. Okay.
So that's what's going on with that one so far. I'm sorry, Alan? Okay.
Fidgeting over here. Sorry.
Okay, no, very good. So with that, Shirley, did it help on that one? Okay, so we're looking at what we have in front of us. Those four deals, small business, fisherman, nonprofit, and the voucher. And the PPP thing is something that you can do on your own with those three banking institutions. And we did talk at length with this evening, and I guess we're going to need a motion to move forward with this. I would entertain a motion to move forward with these four categories under that deal that Jordan had just discussed.
Okay. I'll make the motion to accept these four grant applications.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Emil. The motion's been made.
I'll second.
Motion's been seconded by Danny. Beat you on that one. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yeah.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Motion carries. Cheryl?
I've got the water and sewer vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we own all those apartments, and a lot of people don't qualify for the help with their rent because they weren't laid off from their jobs.
That you brought up
so
a good point.
So would we be eligible for help with those? There's three, four buildings.
Jordan, we have not thought about that. We will have to maybe, I'll turn that over to Jordan.
Yeah, right now it's geared towards residential, like single family connections.
Oh, single family.
But
okay.
If if your tenants are having problems paying, we can apply.
Well, we pay. Okay. We pay sewer and water. The owners pay, not the tenants.
You're going to have to get the small business grant.
I wonder which Maybe you have to apply under the, that's a small good idea business. Under the small business for that section of yours. Okay. Does that make sense? I think
so.
And then you'd apply for the whole deal for your section under that
small
one.
Business.
Yeah. Good point, Danny.
Right? Isn't that how that would work? Your mm-hmm. small business, your LLC, right?
No, we're single.
Well, either way, well, either it's way, a business.
Yeah, you hold a business license.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other questions pertaining to the motion? And now I apologize, did we vote on the motion?
We did.
Okay, so does that clarify, Cheryl? Okay, thanks, Shirley. With that, thank you for that vote. We're going to move on to public comments. Do we have any public comments this evening? Not hearing any, I will close that portion of the meeting and move on to council comments. And Mr. Mobeck, I'm going to start with you this evening, Emil.
Oh, great. I didn't say enough during the meeting. No, it's nice to see that we're going to try to, you know, help the community out there and the fishermen and all our responders and everybody during this, you know, troubling times and stuff. You know, uncertain of what's going to happen, but it's really nice to be able to see that, you know, we're trying to make a stand and try to make it, you know, at least tolerable for what we're going through. And it's good to see, and it's glad that, you know, hopefully we get a better fish run coming by and start, you know, get some more fish, because sales tax or the fish tax is looking pretty grim, and you know, it's going to be pretty tough otherwise. Other than that, doom and gloom. I hope we're all, you know, getting high, and we'll get through this together.
Very good. I thank you, Emil. With that, we're going to move on to Marita. Anything for you this evening, Marita?
Yeah. I just wanted to see, I don't know if we had a anything on having an open fire or fire pit for our community, but basically, I'm not against it, but I just want to, I guess, shout out to the people that have been doing it just to be more considerate to their neighbors, and hopefully they have a water source when doing so.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it. Thanks, Marita. And if you've heard of something like that, if you could please have them give me a jingle, and we can chat about that also.
And also, just continue doing your part for the COVID-19.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marita. With that, I'm going to move on to Danny.
No, not much, just other than it's nice to be able to have a real meeting, so.
Yes, I appreciate it, and I have to agree with Danny. It's been nice. I know it's going to take a while to get back to the normal, but we did have a great workshop this afternoon. It went quite lengthy, and it's really nice to sit down and chat with everybody, and it makes a difference when we can look at each other's and chat about things that are really important to us, and it'll come together. We're getting there, so I just want to thank everybody for that opportunity again. So thanks, Danny.
Yes.
With that, I'm going to move on to Shirley.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed the workshop. I missed those, and I could have stayed home and called in, but I wanted to see everybody. But are we discussing this?
Well, we did talk about this at length, and we're going to do a little bit more chat because there's some stuff came up with it, and we'll be doing a phone call with you, and I'll keep you in the loop.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, Shirley?
That's all I have.
Okay, very good. Thank you. With that, we're going to move on to Alan.
I've got nothing tonight.
Are you sure you're feeling okay?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
You better get a test.
Okay, it was a good afternoon. How's that?
It was good, yeah. I got it all off then.
Okay, very good. I want to thank you, Alan. And I think Jack is busy out fishing, so I want to thank everybody for that and the council comments. And with that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
So moved.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Danny. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign?
Aye.
Not hearing any. Thank you guys for coming this evening, and the meeting is...